plans to use the four-story building for the health science programs. Social media and promotions director Jamie Rosenkranz explains how this will benefit King students.
King's College recently purchased the building at 15 North Main Street, Wilkes-Barre, which was previously owned by the Times Leader, according to the Times Tribune. The building was purchased last week for $725,000. John R. Loyack, King's College's Executive Vice President for Business and Administrative Affairs, told the Times Tribune. The four-story building will be renovated to allow King's to expand and make room for a new engineering program, which is based at another building on North Franklin Street. Loyack told the Times Leader, "The Times Leader building provides a strategic and cost-effective location for King's College to continue its expansion of allied health and engineering programs within the existing footprint of the city. We are very excited to continue our expansion and to take another significant step in downtown Wilkes-Barre's economic redevelopment and resurgence." Reverend John Ryan, CSC, PhD, president of King's College, told the Times Leader, "As evidenced by the college's successful King's on the Square project, we expect that this endeavor and a similar one at the Springbrook Building on Franklin Street will continue to build the exciting synergy of a blending college life with the Wilkes-Barre downtown." As for the start date of this transformation, the agreement of the sale states that the Times Leader has 90 days to vacate the premises, but can ask for an extension if they wanted, according to the Times Tribune. The Times Leader is not going away, though. They plan on moving their employees into one building at East Marcus Street and Pennsylvania Boulevard, also in Wilkes-Barre. Mike Murray, publisher of the Times Leader Media Group, told Times Leader, "We are extremely excited to be able to bring all of our employees under one roof and continue to be a leader in the downtown Wilkes-Barre business community." He also noted, "The Times Leader is here to stay in Wilkes-Barre, and we can look forward to continuing our over 100 years of service to the community as the only local daily newspaper printed in Luzerne County." The question of who would buy the Times Leader building has been up in the air for 3 years, and the talk of the big sale began in October, according to the Times Tribune. Mayor Tony George told the Times Leader, "The sale will bring students from King's downtown." George notes, "There will be more people to work and attend school downtown, and they will notice all that is available there. We hope they consider living downtown in the new apartments and condos being built." George also mentions the city collected more revenue from its 3% earned income tax in 2017 than ever before. He hopes there will be more people to work downtown due to this event, and maybe even live down there. Comments on the sale online vary widely. Like any topic that involves money, people are concerned with the fact that King's College will not be paying property tax on the building, according to the Times Tribune, since they are a nonprofit. Looking at comments on the Times Leader website, user Troll Trace says, "How can we expect conditions in this town to get any better if we continue to allow the sale of prime commercial property to Wilkes and King's? It would be nice if we had some leaders with the sight to see that the key to improving the city would be to keep the highly educated students that these schools put out working here. Leaders need to be supportive of business growth, especially downtown, which creates jobs to bring in new taxpayers. By letting the schools consume downtown, you're basically letting revenue walk out the door, especially since they are exempt from local property tax." In response, user Lilani says, "Better to have it filled than not at all. Plus, leadership is inept from the top down in this area. Our local legislators don't appear to get much of anything done for the people that voted for them. If they can't step it up and attract business to this location, it will only continue to go downhill financially and leave many more empty buildings rotting into disrepair, all while the politicians keep pocketing their taxpayer-guaranteed paychecks." Other comments say just about the same thing, talk about pilot payments that was brought up. There is worry of loss of money, but Larry Newman, executive director of the Diamond City Partnership, told the Times Leader about the benefits of the purchase. "We're obtaining the reuse of a landmark building and facilitating the growth of King's College's new programs and campus, while retaining the Times Leader's newsroom, sales, and press operations in our center city," Newman said. Newman also added that this announcement brings a national real estate trend to Wilkes-Barre. The repurposing of the monumental downtown newspaper plants of the early 20th century. Good or bad opinion, the Times Leader is moving its newsroom, advertising, and circulation departments out of the building to make room for King's College. For 88.5 WRKC King's College, I'm Social Media and Promotions Director Jamie Rosenkranz.
The St. Andre Bessette Lecture is held annually at King's. This year's lecture, titled Health Reform in the U.S., Philosophical and Political Divisions, was delivered by Dr. Michael Gusmano of Rutgers University. Program Director John Flynn attended the lecture and has the details.
As the healthcare debate continues to divide the United States, King's took an opportunity to reflect on the past issues surrounding the healthcare fight in the annual St. Andre Bessette Lecture. St. Andre Bessette is the only Holy Cross saint for his devotion to the poor. Dr. Michael Guzmano, Associate Professor of Public Health at Rutgers University in New Jersey, delivered a lecture Monday evening on medical ethics in the U.S., which gives a general background on where the nation stands on healthcare with the rest of the world. Dr. Guzmano started the lecture with a brief comparison of U.S. healthcare to the rest of the world. To people's surprise, the U.S. isn't as far off from universal healthcare than people suggest, even though it is the most expensive in the world.
International and comparative work would suggest to me that the U.S. isn't nearly as different as we sometimes make it out to be. Certainly among the wealthy nations and increasingly some of the poorer nations of the world, the U.S. really does stand out fundamentally in its national policies without a commitment to universal access to care.
The 1960s saw a huge overhaul to health care in the U.S., with the passage of Medicare and Medicaid into law, and the big debate was over money spent in inclusion in state budgets. Dr. Guzmano talked about how future Vice President Nelson Rockefeller disliked the ideas of Congress, disliked Medicaid, but eventually it became a household option for New Yorkers and for others in the country.
In places like my home state of New York, there was a great article in the New York Times just a few years ago, my favorite quote, it said, Medicaid is to New York what corn is to Iowa. Right? New York loves Medicaid. You just can't have a big enough Medicaid program, which is ironic because Nelson A. Rockefeller, who was the governor at the time, actually gave long speeches. Medicaid is going to be a financial disaster for the states. Yes, you're going to have all this federal matching money, but the states are going to have to spend money. It's going to eat up the whole budget. It's going to be terrible. So what happens? Congress passes Medicaid. Rocky goes, wow, it's a lot of money. Creates the biggest Medicaid program. They've never looked back. They create really big Medicaid programs.
The big story over the past 10 years in healthcare, however, has been the debate and passage of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. The part of the law that got the most attention was the individual mandate, forcing people who didn't have insurance to buy or pay what the Democrats called a penalty, which in reality was just another tax. But the Supreme Court said no to it, and Dr. Guzmano used another analogy to describe the decision the late Justice Antonin Scalia made in regards to the health plan.
The late Justice Scalia was particularly exercised over this one. He equated, do you remember George H.W. Bush hated broccoli? Right, there's a big to-do, like, I'm not eating broccoli, my mother made me eat broccoli. For some reason, Republicans hate broccoli, and Scalia didn't like broccoli either. I don't really get the whole thing. I never thought it was a partisan vegetable, but he attacked broccoli. He said telling people they had to buy insurance would be like telling them they had to go buy broccoli, and that would be an overreach of federal authority. You can't do that. So there was a big question about whether the Interstate Commerce Clause empower the federal government to tell people they had to buy health insurance or broccoli.
Yet it is the political rhetoric, Dr. Guzmano believes, that is harming good chances of a settled belief in health care.
I think it's becoming increasingly difficult because of the political rhetoric right now and the very fact that in many ways, really starting right before the 2010 midterm election, a lot of the Republicans and the sort of Freedom Caucus and the Tea Party decided that they were going to make Obamacare a major focus of what they were doing and define partisanship in these ways.
For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Program Director John Flynn.
Coming up next, we'll hear from our music director Sam Zavada with an artist spotlight and our sports director Dan Stokes with a story about the Philadelphia Eagles, followed by a weather update.
One theft every 6.5 minutes. 156 thefts every day. Here's a shout out to the more than 57,000 drivers who admittedly made it easy for the thieves last year. 57,000 who left the keys in their vehicle and had it stolen. Lock it before you leave it. Don't make it easy for the thief. If you know something about vehicle theft or insurance fraud, call us at 1-800-TELL-NICB. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
DJ Kayla K's Pop Punk Palooza airs live every Friday at 4 before the news at 5 on 88.5 WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
The news at 5 continues on 88.5 WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
What's going on? This is Sam Zavada, the music director at WIKC, and you're listening to an Artist Spotlight. Tonight, we're going to take a look at the dynamic live group who've just released some new music. This is Umphrey's McGee. First recommended to me by my high school teacher, Bill Kane. Shout out. I just wanted to single them out here and give their new album, It's Not Us, a little bit of love. So right now, here is Umphrey's McGee with The Silent Type, Looks, and Whistle Kids. You just heard an artist spotlight of Umphrey's McGee, specifically their new album, It's Not Us. If you enjoyed the selections tonight, make sure to always tune in to the WRKC News at 5 to hear the best new music in college radio. I've been Sam Zavada, the music director at WRKC. Have a wonderful night.
The Eagles will be battling the Patriots in Super Bowl 52 this Sunday. Regardless of if you're rooting for the Patriots or the Eagles, you always have the commercials to look forward to. Sports director Dan Stokes reports tonight on the Eagles' involvement in the Super Bowl this Sunday.
As the Super Bowl 52 showdown between the Philadelphia Eagles and the New England Patriots being 4 days away, Aaron Kratz sat down with me again this week to discuss the meaning and implications of the Super Bowl for him and Eagles fans. Kratz spoke about the Eagles' improbable season.
You definitely don't expect Carson Wentz to make this big of a jump in year two, but, you know, it's a nice surprise. Definitely a good coaching staff around him. John DeFilippo, the QB coach, he was looking to get some job offers this offseason, so hopefully we can keep him, though. Then he goes down, and we have Nick Foles step up the way he has. It wasn't looking too good when we played the last three games with him, and the offense was really stagnant, to say the least. But then coming into the playoffs, he's been playing lights out, holding up his end of the bargain. And the defense has been playing extremely well all year.
Kratz spoke to me about his plan for the game.
So one of my favorite Eagles of all time, Brian Dawkins. I have a Pro Bowl game jersey of his that I like to wear. And then either me and my dad are going to sit in the living room by ourselves, watch it, or maybe go to a party. Either way, as long as I'm with him, it's definitely going to be a special night.
Kratz has a vision for his Super Bowl 52 Eagles memory.
I don't know. I pictured in my head that the final moments are ticking down. It hit zero and the Eagles win. And I can hug my dad and I don't know. I would honestly probably tear up a little bit. It's been a long time in the making, especially for my dad, who's been a fan since he was a kid.
Kratz is not superstitious, however.
I'm definitely not one to predict anything. I don't know. I don't like hearing people say, we're definitely going to win, trash talking. I like to stay reserved, let the game happen. There's nothing I do really eat anything, wear anything special, but I definitely like to just let the game happen and not talk too much.
Kratz does mention the Eagles have to follow these guidelines to win the game.
The defense playing the whole entire game, don't let Tom Brady back into it. He's going to score points. Gronk is going to, he's definitely going to play, and he's going to get his own, but limit that as much as possible. And play the whole game no matter what lead we have. And then Nick Foles, hold up the end of the bargain, keep going. And then the run game especially. Good run game allows for a much easier game for the quarterback, which is going to help Nick Foles a lot in the game.
Like many people, Kratz believes this is going to be a close game.
I imagine it being in like 24-21, you know, within a touchdown, field goal maybe, you know. So definitely a close game.
If the Eagles do lose, Kratz said,
if the Eagles lose, I'm definitely gonna not be showing my face around everywhere. You know, I got a lot of friends here who are Vikings fans, other fans, you know, just ragging on the Eagles, especially. They've been ragging on them all year. But so I'll have to stay low, definitely.
Any way you look at it, the state of Pennsylvania is in for a treat. The Philadelphia Eagles and the New England Patriots are taking on each other in a blockbuster matchup. Hopefully, for many Eagles fans, they finally win their first Super Bowl championship. And for Aaron Kratz's sake, and all the Eagles fans here at King's College, I hope they do get their first Super Bowl victory. But come next year, it's a whole new game. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Sports Director Dan Stokes.
And now for the weather. Tonight will be cloudy with a low of 29. Tomorrow, expect rain with a high of 46, and Wednesday will be mostly cloudy with a high of 24. There will be a Women's Studies and KCY's co-sponsored community roundtable discussion of the hashtag MeToo movement. The discussion will take place tonight at 6:30 in the Burke Auditorium. You can also learn to make pretzels tonight at 8:15 p.m. in Moreau Court with two visiting Holy Cross novices. This has been the WRKC News at 5. I'm News Director Lauren Gallagher. Have a whimsical Wednesday.
This has been the News at 5 on WRKC, Radio King's College, Wilkes-Barre.